bertemu kembali. Industri kapal persiaran merupakan antara yang terjejas akibat pandemik COVID-19, namun kini permintaannya melonjak apabila kerajaan beri kebenaran merentas negara. Di Malaysia, lazimnya kapal persiaran belayar merentas Selat Melaka ke Singapura dan Pulau Pinang. Pengalaman melancung di atas kapal dengan pemandangan lautan sentiasa menjadi rebutan pelancong tempatan mahupun antarabangsa. Spectrum of the Seas milik Royal Caribbean antara kapal yang mula mengorak langkah berlayar pasca pandemik. Kapal yang boleh memuatkan 5,000 penumpang ini baru-baru ini berlabuh di Pelabuhan Klang, mempamerkan kemegahan rekaan bentuk serta perkhidmatan bertaraf 5 bintang. Royal Caribbean Spectrum of the Sea, nama segah kapalnya yang merupakan kapal terbesar di Asia dan juga paling inovatif. Setelah lebih 2 tahun tidak beroperasi akibat penularan wabak COVID-19, akhirnya kapal ini beroperasi semula dan teruja untuk berlayar bersama para pengunjung. Naib Presiden Asia Pasifik di Royal Caribbean Group NG Stephen berkata, pengunjung dapat menikmati pengalaman yang inklusif sesuai bagi segenap lapisan masyarakat.
Well, Spectrum of the Sea has been doing cruising to nowhere from Singapore since December of 2020. And now, thankfully, we're back in Malaysia doing stops in KL as well as Penang. And so the future is to continue bringing more tourists into the Malaysia market. We're hoping to bring over 200,000 of our guests into Malaysia this year.
Tambahnya lagi, Royal Caribbean telah pun mulakan usaha menerapkan sentimen piagam alam sekitar, sosial dan tadbir urus atau ESG berkapal-kapal pesiar akan datang sebagai antarabangsa lain dalam industri ini. Secara amnya, pasaran pelayaran di rantau Asia boleh dikatakan masih lagi baru jika dibandingkan dengan rantau lain seperti Alaska, Eropah dan Caribbean. Jelasnya lagi, Malaysia sudah semestinya dapat melihat masa depan yang cerah buat sektor pelancongan tempatan. Sedikit trivia, Spectrum of the Seas boleh memuatkan 5 gerabak kereta api subway di New York. Paling menarik, ia juga mempunyai kren ruang peninjau berketinggian 93 meter sekaligus menjanjikan panorama menakjubkan di tengah lautan.
I'm going to move on to the next topic where we're going to discuss about tourism. As you can see, as tourism and markets take an uptick, a similar trend is seen with the Ascott Limited. Factors like increasing tourist arrivals, mega events and easing of visa regulations will lead to the industry's growth. The pandemic has accelerated the adoption of technology and digitalization for operators looking for a streamlined procedure as well as improve overall level of customer experience. So besides that, revival in business activity as economies reopen post the pandemic led to M&A activity stirring up again in the region. To discuss further on this with us right now via Google Meet is Moni Mekia, Country General Manager, Ascott Malaysia. Thank you for being with us this morning. Now, can you tell us a bit, we had a rough 2 years when the pandemic struck the world. Tell us more about residents' demand since the past 2 years. How did service residents sustain during COVID?
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for having me to this show this morning. For Ascott, we had a couple of very rough years for the past 2 years. In fact, all our residences in Malaysia were still functioning well. I mean, we still have occupancy of about 20 or 30%, where we have quite a number of long-staying guests still staying with us. And with this year, when the borders open, then we also have opened a few more properties. We have recently opened our new property in Penang, Ascott Penang, at Gurnee. We also opened another Ascott in Kuala Lumpur. This is Ascott Star, next to the Twin Towers. You see the picture at the back. And we're opening another 3 more properties. So we see a revival of the travel for Malaysia for this coming couple of years. Yep.
Recently, Ascott acquired Oakwood worldwide, expanding its portfolio by about 15,000 units to over 150,000 units across over 900 properties. So maybe tell us more about the strategies here, and are we looking at only non-organic expansion or there is plan for organic expansion?
Ascott's strategy has been to accelerate the growth in the asset-light units. And by acquiring Oakwood, we felt that this is the right acquisition for us. This has added income to our streamline, but at the same time, expanding our lodging offerings to the market. And we offered, you're right, now we have reached about 150,000 units or rooms, as we call it, and over 39 countries and about 900 properties across the globe. So it will give Ascott a bigger stake on the lodging industry, especially on the service residents. Yeah.
Mondi, Haritz here. Let's focus on Malaysia. As we can see that currently ringgit is depreciates further, then what's the impact towards Ascott? And obviously, it's cheaper for the tourists, for foreign tourists to come and visit Malaysia. And how the performance or maybe your outlook into this current issue right now, maybe in terms of how it's happened, currently happened in Europe, and also in terms of depreciating of ringgit?
Well, depreciating of ringgit has kind of helped us a little bit because we see more and more tourists, whether it's from Europe or from Asia-Pacific, or from Singapore, from Indonesia, Vietnam. Our occupancy nowadays has been going up to about 80% on weekends and about 60-70% on weekdays. So all our 15 properties that we manage in Malaysia have already picked up. Having said that, the cost of managing the business has also increased. The raw materials, the guest amenities and utilities have increased. So it goes two ways. We're seeing more tourists, but at the same time, the cost of managing or running the business has also increased. So I wouldn't say it's a good thing. Good thing for having more tourists, but definitely with the ringgit depreciating, it's really affecting the way we manage our business nowadays.
You were saying about the tourists is increased, also the cost is increased. How are you managing with the rising of the costs?
Well, a lot of our associates, we have included a few new initiatives that we are trying to reduce the cost. For example, one of the initiatives that we have is reducing the utilities where we have installed, or we have a new innovative partner, which we have installed in our rooms to reduce the electricity when the gas is not in the room. Mm-hmm. So automatically the power will go off. So that's one of the ways, for example. Another way is to be more sustainable. In Ascott, we have gone away from all the plastic usage. We have gone away from using plastic bottles. We have installed filters in the rooms, for example. At the same time, we have gone away from a single use of plastic amenities in the rooms. So this has reduced the cost and try to be more self-sustainable. Yep.
All right, Mondi, the world now is talking about active aging as a new economy market. Yeah. Of course, this has an impact on medical tourism and service residents, which might be benefited from this area. So what's your plan to cater to this trend?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We are, in fact, working with our partner in France called Domitys, and we are about to open our first Domitys in Bangsa. This is to cater to the active aging seniors in Malaysia. We have seen medical tourism as one of the key markets for us. In fact, our properties in Penang and also in KL cater for this kind of market. We see quite a number of, for example, Indonesians who come to Malaysia for medical services, and they will stay in our residences in Penang, in Ascott Penang, or also in Ascott. Ascott, Kuala Lumpur. So the new property that we're opening in Bangsa, Domitys Bangsa, will be catering exclusively for senior active aging of our society.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is the insight about the service resident, which is the new era of the tourism. I want to say thank you very much again to Mandy Mekyak, the Country General Manager of Ascott Malaysia.
Bye.
Walaupun wujud kebimbangan terhadap peningkatan inflasi, sektor hartanah perindustrian Malaysia terus berkembang manakala sektor runcit beransur pulih. Malah sektor hartanah perindustrian di Lembah Kelang menyaksikan lantunan semula dalam aktiviti pasaran dengan 2,050 hartanah perindustrian bernilai RM9.21 bilion bertukar tangan pada 2021, mencerminkan kenaikan tahunan masing-masing sebanyak 20.2% dan 23% dalam jumlah dan nilai transaksi menurut perundingan hartanah global Knight Frank. FGV Holdings Berhad melalui anak syarikat milik penuhnya FGV Integrated Farming Sdn Bhd memeterai perjanjian pemegang saham bersyarat dengan Balatna Food Industries WLL anak syarikat Balatna QPSC dan Touch Group Holdings Sdn Bhd untuk pembangunan perniagaan peternakan tenusu bersepadu di Chuping Perlis. Pegangan saham yang sepadan adalah FGVIF 40%, Balatna 40% dan Touch Group 20%, manakala projek itu akan dibangunkan dalam kawasan seluas 3,259 hektar di FGV Chuping Agro Valley, dijangka melibatkan pelaburan sehingga RM4.5 bilion. Analisis kepelbagaian jantina yang dijalankan Hong Leong Investment Bank Research mendapati 39.8% daripada syarikat tersenarai awam telah mencapai sasaran 30% penyertaan wanita dalam peringkat pengurusan tertinggi. Laporan penuh di saluran 501 dan astrawani.com serta dagangnews.com.
Daripada sekadar hobi menanam pokok hiasan, kini Sarah Zulkifli menjadikannya sebagai pendapatan tetap. Bekas wartawan itu tidak menyangka pemasaran melalui media sosial dan jualan secara e-dagang sewaktu Perintah Kawalan Pergerakan PKP berjaya mengubah hidupnya dan suami.
Pemilik nursery berusia 39 akui perniagaan itu bertitik tolak daripada sekadar menjadi peneman setia ibu ke nursery. Bagaimanapun, dia menjadikan hobi itu sebagai perniagaan yang bermula pada tahun 2020 selepas terpaksa menyertai skim pemisahan sukarela VSS beberapa minggu sebelum negara dilanda COVID-19. Dia yang berpengalaman hampir 14 tahun dalam dunia kewartawanan di sebuah akhbar arus perdana terpaksa segera bangkit dan belajar selok-belok perniagaan. Dibantu dan disokong suaminya Irwan, jualannya meningkat dua kali ganda selepas ia dijual dan dipromosi melalui media sosial seperti Instagram dan Facebook.
Plan B menggunakan platform IG sebagai permulaan untuk mempromosikan kami punya produk. Dan ia memang sangat membantu sebab ketika itu tak perlu promosi yang dilakukan. Kita masuk sponsor, actually artis ada order dengan kita. Jadi dia promosikan melalui dia punya account Instagram. Begitu juga dengan influencer. Ada juga kita mendapat order daripada influencer-influencer. Jadi benda ni memudahkan plan B untuk meluaskan lagi pasaran. Daripada setakat adik-beradik, saudara-mara, kawan-kawan, sekarang ni dah pergi ke tempat lain.
Dia kini memiliki seorang pekerja untuk membantunya setiap hari bagi menguruskan nursery berkeluasan 40 meter persegi terletak berdekatan kediamannya di Subang Bestari Sungai Buloh. Orang ramai berminat untuk mendapatkan pokok hiasan ini boleh melayari media sosial planb.my.